Any PCT, statewide one. I only heard any PCT out.
PCT2, Pontiac was in Detroit, statewide one. KAA, TPQ, let's see, on statewide one, Detroit system.
TPQ, coming in loud and clear. KAA, FCA.
Good morning. I'm over here waiting for my son. I don't know exactly. I guess we're still in Pontiac over here on Walton Road, waiting for him to come out of the dentist. And I'm out of Lansing originally. I'm out of Lansing, so I have to bring him over here. He's just living down here, so that's what I'm up to. I'm running a TYT with the Jane Whip, staying out here in the parking lot, enjoying the weather.
It's a nice little drive, I think, over from Lansing. I'm just east of Ann Arbor, so, and I'm actually picking up the Detroit repeater down there in Detroit, so pretty good reception here on this little handheld I got.
Well, I've had this for quite a number of years now. They got a system right near my house. Well, you know what? They took it down. Old McLaren, they took the towers down when he had probably a mile away from my house. I had access to three different repeaters. So, name here is Bill. And, yeah, like I said, I'm down here waiting for my son. I'm standing by this chicken place over here, man. It's just killing me with the smells. I'm getting hungry. I don't want to eat anything when he comes out, make him feel bad. But anyways, yeah, that's what I'm up to. Not much on 8F. Got another beam up there. My buddy's going to help me put up an A4 he gave me. So we trade back and forth. Back to you.
That's nice. Maybe, I don't know how much longer he has, but you can go sneak in a piece of chicken while you wait. I got a setup to radio ID, so I don't always have the radio on, but whenever somebody calls out on a dump group, I get an email that alerts me. So I try to flip it on pretty quick and see if I can catch you. I see you broadcast it on one and two. By the time I got out with my truck here, flip it on your back on one. So it's a good test.
Yeah, I don't usually spend too much time waiting for somebody. I guess that's a habit of mine. Yeah, up in Lansing, Diamonddale, a little town southwest of there, the N9UV repeaters, C4FM, so that's really nice up there, and he's got wires. And use that a little bit, brought the repeaters up over this way, southeast Michigan on it. But mostly just local. Got one, the 7250 DRs. It looks like a business radio. I really like it. What are you running in the mobile there?
I got a Motorola XP7550. So it seems to be holding pretty good. And then I run on GMRS too. I talk to people up in Lansing all the time on that through MIA. For that, I just run a little Rapidus radio. Don't need much for that to pick up that 65 out of Detroit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, my friend, well, he's a ham too, KD8IBP. I don't know if you ever talked to him, Ron. He lives a block away from me, and then KD8PA lives a block and a half away from me. And Ron there, he's a GMRS. So, I move here. Somebody's getting out of their car. So anyways, they're linking two repeaters together, GMRS repeaters together. WB8RJY is the ham call. I don't know what his numbers are. So then there's another one over towards Grand Ledge, I guess, or something. But, yeah, I thought about it, but I don't know.
GMRS is seems to get a lot more people, a lot more talkative people on there. Just the static sometimes, you know, gets a little annoying. And then Southeast Michigan, we're not linked to the Michigami network, so it's kind of really just local. MIA, though, has got some pretty good repeaters all linked together, so Sheboygan and Lansing, Flint, Macomb Township, all that. So a lot of people in the GMRS. I think one of the reasons is because it's not so, you don't have to be so technically inclined. It's more just plug and play type deal.
Yeah. Well, I'm on that. Excuse me. My wife's not in favor. Wants to talk to me on the radio. She goes, why should I talk to you on the radio when I can talk to you? My stepbrother was WM for a while. Or mobile, I'm sorry. And then he designed an 80-watt, 2-meter amp.
I don't know.
Okay, well, tell me your name one more time, and I'll let you go if you got stuff to do.
Yeah, sure. TFCA Sterling here. I'm traveling, so you know how DMR is. Once you get to the end, you're at the end, and see you later. But yeah, I'll say 73 for now. Hopefully, I'll catch you later. But
yeah, I don't know around here.
You as well, 73. KE8FCA, clear.
KE8FCW, Michigan 1, statewide Michigan 1, Parker. Good afternoon.
Power Games up in the suit.
Oh, it's not too bad up here. It's about 68 degrees. A little bit of breeze, but lots of sunshine.
Well, it's 67 downstate here, so not too hard off you guys up there.
Oh, very good. Yeah, so just a day off, just enjoying the day, so just kind of relaxing. Yeah, not doing a whole lot. Actually, ended up getting a new repeater, so. And just to replace the one that I was talking about, so. Yeah, well, this one, so. So, other than that, yeah, not a heck of a whole lot going on here.
I'm just sitting here ordering parts for work. And trying to finish two other work tasks up. And then I'm going to clock out for a little bit and relax. Got an event this weekend, so tonight got to get stuff packed up and ready for that. So. Yeehaw.
Oh, I don't know. You sound awful busy down there.
Yeah, I am. One of these days, I'll take a vacation. I don't think it's going to happen today. You can always hope.
Oh, that's for sure. So, how long are you guys going to keep your MI-8 up?
Well, until they change the rules, I guess. And not just put a little message on their website on the preface of it, but, you know, actually make clarified rules properly. You know, anybody can put anything on a website, but until it's actually clearly defined inside the actual rules, you know, make the rule change proper, and I think we'll go on with it.
Wow, okay. Well, sounds good. So, yeah, I'll just figure I ask you. Yeah, I keep seeing some YouTubers saying that they're shutting their early GMRS stuff down. So, but anyways.
Yeah, I see a bunch of YouTubers all freaking out trying to get views. I'm like, I'm sorry, if you know, I grab my box of popcorn and I'm just going to wait for them to actually do something and not just, you know, update a little website that says, or update the preface of their feelings. Feelings don't matter. So, see if they get out and actually enforce something.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Other than that, I'm just figure I can DMR on, because I just got that repeater replaced, of course, yesterday, and got it going this morning, so that's good. I kept with the the same Motorola, so maybe one of these days I'll afford the fancier Motorolas. But they work good for me. Just the 8300, so.
I'm just putting a couple of 8300s on the network, so. Holy guy, it works. I keep thinking it. I'm sitting here updating an MI7 node for a brother. So I'm doing that right now. He's been offline, so he wanted me to make sure I had the latest node and all that stuff in here. Doing that really quick here while I'm waiting for someone to call me back here. I told them and they said they were busy. I'm like, all right, well, call me back when you're done. Otherwise, I'll get these other tasks going.
Oh, yeah, that's one thing about it. You gotta keep up on the firmware for these things. That is for sure. So, yeah, the my replacement for this one had didn't have any firmware upgrades to it, and it was it probably took about two or three minutes just to read the repeater, and it took for a while. But anyway, we got it to update, and yeah, that sure did speed things up.
I figured you're going IP slate connecting to brand manager then.
Yeah, I'm still running the Brandmeister codes, so.
Are you going to server 3104 as an out?
Yeah, I think that's the Chicago one, yep, 3104. That was the closest one, so.
Okay, yeah. If you go on any other Brandmeister server, we only get like half. For some reason, if you're not on 3104, no other Brandmeister's links work right, so we get one-way traffic and all that crap. We've told Brandmeister about it for a year or two now, and they don't really seem to care, but we kind of do because if people are trying to use it, we only get half their transmissions. So we tell everybody to make sure they're on 30. It doesn't seem to affect 3104 at all, so we tell everybody to use 3104.
Oh, yeah. Huh, it is kind of strange, but that's interesting. Anyways, yeah, we're on the right one, so let's say let's go on 1 meter. Well, I know they changed it there, so. No. Got to entertain my youngest.
I hear you in the background. All right. I just got the message. I got to call this person now, so. Here, Brad, W8.
Oh, here. Yeah. I didn't know if I lost your... but I lost you there for a minute, so I figured I'll wait till you come back. KE8FKW. And W8S... No, FSM. Yeah, FSM. There we go.
NAKBB Mobile.